Sports.
The 17 minutes past 7. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with a look at sports brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Taking a look at Friday's action in district baseball in Class 3A, it was Harlan beating Atlantic 8-7 in 9 innings. Also, Green County over Creston 8-5 in Class 3A. Glenwood beating Winterset 8-1, and Carroll was an 11-2 winner over Dennis and Schleswig. In Class 4A district baseball, it was Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln over Lewis Central 5-1, and Sioux City North down in Council Bluffs TJ 6-3. Pacific Coast League baseball action last night saw Round Rock beat the Iowa Cubs 10-4, and Albuquerque was a 4-3 winner over the Omaha Storm Chasers. Tonight's games pit Iowa at Round Rock beginning at 6:05, and Omaha is at Albuquerque at 8:05, and that's Central Time. Sunday it'll be Iowa at Round Rock at 7:05 p.m. and Omaha at Albuquerque at 7:05 also. In Major League Baseball action, interleague play Friday, it was Atlanta beating the Chicago White Sox 6-4. Over in the National League, the L.A. Dodgers beat Washington 3-2. It was Philadelphia over the Mets 13-8. Cincinnati beat Pittsburgh 5-3. Milwaukee was a 2-0 winner over Miami. The Cardinals beat the Padres 9-6. Chicago Cubs were a 3-1 winner over Colorado in the National League. And San Francisco beat Arizona 2-0. Over in the AL, it was Tampa Bay over Toronto 8-5. Boston doubled up on the Yankees 4-2. It was Baltimore over Texas 3-1. Minnesota beating Cleveland 3-2. Kansas City was a 1-0 winner over Detroit. Also, Seattle beating Houston 10-7, and the L.A. Angels with a 4-1 win over Oakland. In baseball news, Derek Jeter is back on the disabled list. The Yankees have announced that their captain has been placed on the 15-day DL with a right quad strain. He sustained the injury in his first game back with the team last week after being out all season with a broken left ankle. The 39-year-old shortstop singled on his first pitch in the Major League game this year as the Yankees beat Kansas City back on July 11th. But Jeter left in the eighth inning when his quad tightened, and also in baseball news, Tampa Bay Rays right-hander Alex Cobb, who sustained a concussion when he was hit in the head by a batted ball in mid-June, is scheduled to begin a rehab assignment with Class A Charlotte on Tuesday. Cobb, 6-2 with a 3.01 ERA and 13 starts, was cleared to begin his rehab after throwing 59 pitches in a four-inning simulated game on Thursday. In football news, the Green Bay Packers have signed safety Morgan Burnett to a contract extension. The terms of Friday's deal weren't disclosed. Burnett, a third-round pick from Georgia Tech in 2010, has started all 36 games in which he has appeared in three seasons with the team. He has 259 tackles, 28 passes defensed, 6 interceptions, 4 forced fumbles, 3 fumble recoveries, and 3 sacks. The Pack also released wide receiver Terrell Sinkfield, a rookie from Northern Iowa, who was originally signed as an undrafted free agent by Miami. The San Francisco 49ers have acquired cornerback Eric Wright in a trade with Tampa Bay that sends a conditional selection in the 2014 draft to the Buccaneers. The trade comes 1 week after Wright was arrested in L.A. on an unspecified misdemeanor charge. He was released after posting bond. Last season, Wright was suspended for 4 games by the NFL for violating the performance-enhancing drug policy in his first and only season with the Bucs. In racing news, NASCAR suspended the use of aerial camera systems Friday, nearly 2 months after a Fox Sports cable snapped and injured fans and damaged some cars at Charlotte Motor Speedway. 10 people were injured during the Coca-Cola 600 when part of the drive rope landed on the grandstand on May the 26th. In biking news, with two stages remaining in the Tour de France, Britain's Chris Froome continues to have a five-minute lead over Alberto Contador. The winner of the 19th stage was Portuguese rider Ria Costa, who finished first in the mountainous stage. The race covered 127 miles and featured several severe climbs in the snow-capped peaks of the Alps. In golf, as was the case in the first round of the British Open at Muir Field, afternoon play produced much higher scores than what were posted in the morning. The greens dried out and became super fast from cross winds all over the course. The end result was there are just nine players at under par after 36 holes of play. The leader is 49-year-old Miguel Angel Jimenez. He followed up his opening round of 68 with an even par 71 to remain three under. Jimenez is trying to become the oldest majors champion in golf history. Julius Boros was 48 when he won the PGA Championship. Several players are tied for second at 2-under, including Dustin Johnson and Tiger Woods. For Woods, the world's top-ranked player, his even par 71 included three birdies and three bogeys. First-round leader Zach Johnson, who's from Iowa, by the way, the winner of the 2007 Masters, had a hard-earned 4-under 75 to finish play at 1-under. Bubba Watson, 19-year-old Jordan Spieth, and Phil Mickelson are not far off the lead at 1-over. In all, there are nine winners of major championships lurking within four shots of the lead. Some of golf's best will not be in the hunt this weekend as they fail to meet the cut at the British Open, which was 8-over par. U.S. Open champion Justin Rose, Rory McIlroy, Luke McDonald, Jim Furyk, Mark Calcavecchia, Vijay Singh, and Lucas Glover, along with Bill Haas, all missed the cut. Vaughn Taylor, Fabian Gomez, Paul Stankowski, Kyle Reifers, and Troy Mattson are tied for the clubhouse lead during the second round of the PGA's Sanderson Farms Championship. They're all in the clubhouse at 10-under par. First-round leader Daniel Summerhays is also at 10-under par, but he has completed just eight holes before darkness fell. In LPGA news, former winner Paula Kramer shares the lead with Spain's Beatriz Recarri and Allison Walsh at 8-under 134, the midway point of the Marathon Classic, the tournament formerly known as the Jamie Farr Classic. The top-ranked NB Park, a six-time winner on the LPGA Tour, is lurking just two shots off the lead. And former NFL quarterback Mark Rippon had an eagle and three birdies to take a two-point lead after the first round of the American Century Championship. The event uses the modified Stableford scoring system. And that is a check of sports this hour here on KJAN. We'll have more next hour. This report brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.